Yes, Catherine, as we've seen in the last week or so, we've seen the Chief Superintendent in Louth, the Superintendent in Monaghan and the Superintendent in Dundalk all expressing their concerns about the manpower and resource issues in the border or the northern region. And certainly the situation in Donegal is quite dire, as we've highlighted on numerous occasions. Our numbers are very, very far down on where they should be for normal policing requirements. Ballyshannon and Buncrana, we see there it's a struggle some days to even put one car out in the entire district. All the old border stations have been run down since the peace processes, which I suppose was a normal, natural process. But even along the busy part of Letterkenny border, we often see now it's quite the norm that there'll be one car covering six sub-districts. So we're struggling to provide a basic service and a basic ordinary policing service to deal with ordinary day-to-day demands. And, of course, there is a bit of a problem with cross-border crime. So certainly we would see that there's a huge issue there that needs to be addressed. We simply don't have the people to cope with whatever's coming down the track that is going to put any demand on policing services.
And as you say, it's something that you've raised time and time again. Do you feel that your concerns are falling on deaf ears at this point?
Well, I don't know if they're falling on deaf ears, because I suppose, in fairness to those that are doing the planning, it is an uncertainty, but there's certainly, it's looking more and more likely. Most companies are saying there's going to be some sort of issue. And certainly, as I say, this goes back to a decade of austerity and cuts, and even in recent times, the purse strings been tightened even further in the northern region, and restrictions placed on any expenditure at all. So yes, it's a huge problem, and we don't know what's going on, but we certainly are very concerned, and our members are getting more and more concerned as to what exactly we're going to be asked to do and how we're expected to do this with the meagre resources that we have as a result of the cuts and austerity that's been imposed on us for the last decade.